Hi, welcome. I hope you're enjoying the Achieving Wellness email series. So I wanted to offer you a guided session to experience two of my favorite tools that are great for a resilience practice. Now, based on your experience and current stress level, these may be easy or hard, or one of these tools might be easier than the other. For now, let me take you through this guided experience. So wherever you are, just get comfortable. I want you to take a few deep breaths and relax as much as you can in this moment. Choose to let go of your to-do list or any thoughts that seem to demand your attention. We're going to begin with exteroception. Now, you can do this exercise standing up, sitting down, or even walking around, but you need to be able to see objects and the space around you. I want you to start by picking a small object close to you. This could be a cup or a mug, an object on your desk, a scarf, or even your phone. Have something? Okay, so I want you to take that object and I want you to notice its shape. Notice its color. Notice its texture. Is it smooth or rough? Does it have bumps or edges? Is it sharp? Notice how any light reflects off of it. You can pick it up to examine it or feel it with your fingers to notice its details. Is it hard or is it malleable? Are there any details you didn't notice before? Maybe an imperfection or something that's interesting. Just really focus your attention and curiosity on the object. So I want you to pick another object that's close to you, something with a different shape and texture. Examine its details until you notice something interesting or different. I'm going to give you a minute. The key is to just get really curious and interested in the details of this second object. If you struggle to get interested in the objects, see if you can find something a little more interesting, with maybe a little more detail, a little more color, or a little more texture. Okay, so now I want you to pick a bigger object, maybe farther away, something like furniture, or a large plant, or a painting on the wall. If you're outside, you can choose a building, a tree, or a shrub that is really interesting to you. Have something? Okay, so notice its shape. I mean, really get a picture of the full shape of the object. Notice its edges and the outlines of its form. You decide what is included in the shape. It can be a part of the object or the whole object. What else do you notice about the object, this large object? Maybe its color, maybe how the light reflects off of it. Maybe there's a detail that you didn't notice before. Okay, pick another object farther away. Something that has a different shape or is maybe a different distance than the object that you were just looking at. Notice its shape and outline. Notice the detail that you didn't notice before. I'll give you a minute with this new object. Okay, so take a minute to notice how you feel. Are you more relaxed? Calm, present? You can pause this recording and keep going as long as you want. Or if you feel complete, you can end this exercise and we're going to continue with interoception. Now, did you notice how you felt when I asked you a minute ago? When I asked you how you felt in your body, or did you feel more relaxed, calm, present? So this is interoception. When you notice how you feel inside, you are using your interoceptors. But let's do a guided practice. If you were standing or walking around for exteroception, you can now find a comfortable spot to sit or lie down. And just get really comfortable. Slowly bring your attention back to your body and take a few deep breaths. Feel free to close your eyes if you like. So let's start with noticing temperature. Can you notice a part of your body that feels warm? What about a part of your body that feels cold? Just notice it. There's nothing you need to do, fix, or solve, but just get curious about the sensation of warmth or coolness and bring your attention to those parts of the body. Now bring your attention to the part of your body that is touching the surface of where you're sitting or lying down. Notice the sensation of contact. There might be pressure between your body and the chair, or a tingling sensation in the part of your body that is touching the chair or the floor. If your feet are on the floor, notice what they feel like. Are they heavy, numb, light, or tingling? I'm going to give you a minute just to notice that. Now I want you to bring your attention to your breath for a minute. Now don't alter your breath. Just notice it. Is it shallow or deep? Does it expand your chest, or do you notice that you're holding your breath? Can you feel your breath moving through your nostrils and causing a sensation there? Can you feel it moving down through your throat? Just take a minute to notice your breath and any sensations that it's creating. Now, this is a very short interoception session, but you can continue exploring sensations on your own if you like. For now, just notice how you feel. Do you feel more grounded, calm, and relaxed? Sometimes these exercises can make us feel things we've been numbing or distracting ourselves from, so you won't always feel calm at first. But as you continue to practice these exercises, you will create more nervous system regulation, more calmness, and more stress relief. Now, if you need support in this area, it can help to have a guide. I often do this work with my clients in my one-on-one coaching program. I hope you enjoyed this guided session. Have a great week.